When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
It's time for the Bits and Pieces Podcast. Featuring your hosts, Jessica Alsman, Jessica Hooker, Jason Hossett, and Willie Griswold.
Thank you, Dino. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. In spite of protests and attempted riots, today we are talking about cats. Allsy, yes, are you the cat person
meow,
here?
Meow, meow. I've got a kitty cat. I love kitty cats.
Listen, I have a cat too, but she's a different kind of cat person.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell when she responded by saying meow, meow.
We are the spectrum of cat owners.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I am extremely uninterested in my cat.
Totally. But you have one, though.
I have one. Under protest, I have one. And Jess is an extreme cat enthusiast, and Jason's somewhere in between.
But
right?
She's highly allergic.
Yeah,
though,
so I'm allergic too.
Still has them.
We figured out
our
workaround. As a kid, it was a little bit more difficult, a snotty mess. But now we've got it figured out. Donnie's got Riri. Well, her name's Renesmee, because she is Team Jacob from the Twilight series. So We just call her Riri.
Like Rihanna Riri?
Like no. Renesmee Cullen.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, people call Rihanna. Never mind.
Well, yes, except it's R-E-R-E.
Okay.
Versus R-I-R-I. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
I do, yeah.
I lost my train of thought, Willie.
But is that your only cat?
Oh, yeah. Ree, she's only one.
Okay.
But she's different. She's all up in Donnie's face all the time, rubbing her face on his beard, just all up in there. But
really?
With me, she knows I'm allergic, so it's respect. She will not try to get on my lap. She will just wait. If I give her the...
She comes?
She'd be like, okay, it's time.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
are you heavily medicated when you do that?
Oh, Zyrtec every day. Or okay. I'll just pet her before I get in the shower.
Oh, and then what? Yep, got it.
But I usually just pet her with my shoe, like with my feet. So she's on the ground rolling around. I'm like, yes, you enjoy this.
Yeah, anytime that, I touch my cat, it is with a shoe on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can give him.
Gotta keep him out of the bedroom, though. Safe space.
You're talking about this animal that you love so much that you poke it with the bottom of your shoe?
I don't love this
cat. She loves it. You gotta make
the cat. We had two completely opposite things happen at the same time.
It's like The Simpsons. Remember Nelson? He's like, you gotta make him feel it when he's petting the animal. And so the rubber grip at the bottom of the shoe kind of pulls on her hair, and she's like, brrr. Yeah, aww. She loves it.
But I have I have a cat cut out in the room. So in our furnace room is where the cat has his bowl and his food. And so I have one of those cat cutouts, mm-hmm. So that the door can stay closed.
Yeah.
So that he can go in there. And then but there's a little thing that goes over it that is, so it has a frame that looks like cat ears. That's like, it frames out the door.
Cute.
But then there's also like this, like brush bristles that combs him and like he can rub up against as he walks in and out. Like, I have set him up to succeed and to receive the affection that he needs. It's just not coming from me. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Where do you fall with your cat?
I have a cat named Bernard.
Hilarious.
We call him Bernie, sometimes Beanard.
You named him after your hero, Bernie Madoff? You love white-collar crimes?
We actually rescued him. He was 6 or 7 years old, and he just was that cat that he picked us, actually, because I went, he was at the shelter.
Who's safe too?
Yeah, no, it really was. He was the office cat because he didn't like to be in the small spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So we went in there and we'd all kind of seen him separately. Mm-hmm. But then all four of us went to see him and check him out. And we sat down and he jumped on my lap.
Oh.
And Emma's like, well, we have a cat now.
Yeah.
So he does love, I don't know how to say this, but I don't know if I've had anything love me this much.
Oh, really?
Like when I get home from work, it's every day. He wants to be with me wherever I go. And he's waiting for me to sit down.
Yeah.
And he just can't. And there could be people at the house.
Right.
But when I get home, he snaps out of it and it's all me. It's kind of wild.
How old is he?
I bet by now he's probably, I think he was born in November. I think he might be 10.
10? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might be 10.
How old's your cat?
Ooh, yeah, 7 or 8, maybe?
Oh, wow.
I can't
okay.
believe it's already kind of getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've only had him 3 or 4 years.
Though. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She's kind of ours as a runt. Like when Donnie mm-hmm. got her, I thought she was a kitten, and they're like, oh, based off her canines or her teeth, it looks like she's about 6 months. It's like, oh okay, that's cool. But she's a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
But she knows, like, kind of how you are. That's how she is with Donnie. Like, if I'm home and I come in, and we arrive home at different times. Like, you don't know who's going to walk in the door first. But if I come home and I, like, do, put my stuff down, no cat to be seen. The garage door opens, and all of a sudden, that cat is just running to the door and waiting on him to That's walk funny. In. I'm like, what the heck?
That's yeah. cute.
Is it?
Sweet. Yeah. It's cute that...
Do you have any other pets?
No,
that's it. Okay. No.
We used to have dogs growing up, though.
She has all the squirrels she takes care of.
Yeah, I know. That's ours. Oh, I was going to say, do you have any more indoor pets?
No indoor pets.
She's a squirrel mom.
Oh, wait a second. Does this explain the whole damn squirrel thing? Is it because you're jealous of Donnie and this relationship he has with that cat that you're trying to bond with all the other animals?
I will pet a squirrel. They will love me.
What a demonic face you just
yes,
made.
Yes, that was very
right demonic. Now, we got a groundhog at the neighbor's. Not at our house, thankfully. But
at Josh's house?
No.
Okay.
The Josh's different neighbor.
Backdoor neighbor, yeah.
Okay.
And not that one either.
Okay.
There's a groundhog that
lives? I love watching it. I don't know if it's back legs or broke or what, but man, watching a groundhog run is just so fun. Just a little waddle.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I throw out the food, the squirrels go for it, and then sometimes he comes over.
Aww. I don't want to brag, but I've been told I run like a groundhog.
Oh, really? Nice.
A lot of middle going on and kind of shuffling a little bit.
You know what? I'm telling you, like, you think somebody's attractive, ask them to run, because that will
change
that'll
eliminate
them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you're kind of hot. At least I think you are.
Yeah.
Would you kind of jog?
Do a jog real quick?
Yeah.
I have a picture, like, we have a video of me running one time, and I was like, oh my God. I have never been so embarrassed of my life. I was like, I will fast walk before I run ever again.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing.
You're putting all the energy into running. Who's got the time to focus on? Okay.
I think of Phoebe. Remember Phoebe on Friends? She runs funny because she's like, it's more fun if you run funny than you try to look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Good point.
I should probably, I should just run like an idiot. It would look better.
Left, look out. Yeah. People get out of your way real fast.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get into our meat and potatoes here. We're talking cats. And today, these series of cats bits, we're going to start it off getting weird with our pal, Larry King.
This is Larry King Live. He became the most famous feline in America when the staff at a nursing home noticed his uncanny ability to predict who was about to die. Oscar the Cat joins me in the studio. Wow. Let me make sure I understand this. When one of the patients in the nursing home where you live is going down for the final count, you saunter in and curl up beside them. Now, I assume you're providing comfort in their final hours, right?
Meow. Yeah, or, calling dibs on their heating pad. Same difference.
According to the staff, you're generally very aloof. You don't socialize. It's like having Kevin Spacey roam the halls, except with less crotch licking. But when someone's due to take a dirt nap, bam, there you are, man, curled up beside him. How can you tell? I mean, what's your system? And I only ask because I'm wondering if it's possible to get a bet down. Maybe odds or evens on room numbers of the next poor goner. Or maybe an over-under line on their age. Do you know anyone covering that kind of action?
Oh, well, sorry. I could never use my powers for financial gain, Larry.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for stopping by, my man. I know you could have done interviews with one of the young media studs, so I was flattered when you requested me specifically. I'm going to bring out my next guest now, so really, it was good to meet you. Okay? Bye now.
Well, actually, I think I'll just stay here for a while.
Well, I guess that'd be okay. I mean, how long do you want to hang out? Because I've got some important meetings this afternoon.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about this afternoon. Man, this usually only takes 3 or 4 hours. You mind if I curl up next to you?
What? What? What only takes 4 hours? What are you saying? Oh, my God. I'm next, aren't I? I'm about to die.
Oh, don't neuter the messenger. I just calls him like I sees him, Larry.
Oh, listen, Oscar, buddy. I don't want to die. There's so much I haven't done yet. I haven't married and divorced wives 9 through 12. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket. Nobody should have to die before they've eaten a Hot Pocket. Oscar, isn't there something you can do? Come on, you're on intimate terms with death. Isn't there some kind of a loophole? I'm begging you.
Well, I don't normally do this, but you do seem less comatose than most of those I escort to the other side.
Uh-huh. I'll do anything.
Well, I do happen to know where there's 20 kilos of pure uncut catnip. Now, I want you to go get it for me. It's at this dude's house, and he's not going to just hand it over, okay? So you're going to need a ski mask, a shotgun, and a wheelman.
Yeah, I'll call Borgnine. He's the only guy I know who doesn't drive everywhere with his blinker on. And since he got his new bifocals, he can punch it, man, all the way to 40.
Great. And then when you come back, I want you to clean up my litter box, because it's really stinking in here.
Yeah, that might not be from your box. When I thought I was about to kick off, I kind of let things go. Wow. Impending doom works better than a keg of Metamucil. Well, this is Larry King Live. When we come back, we'll find... Hey, hold on. How will me ripping off some catnip dealers stave off death?
Huh? No, I never said that it would. You could just stay here and we could lie down for a while. I'll curl up next to you and just let nature take its course.
No thanks. Last time Rip Taylor said that to me, I ended up with nipples so raw I couldn't wear suspenders for a week. Plus your phone calls right after.
Larry King and Oscar the Cat. I believe that was Dino doing Oscar the Cat there, right?
And definitely a unique voice. So sometimes mm-hmm. Dean's done some of his voices and he reuses them in a certain sure. way. That one, I've never heard another version of that.
No. Well, like if it was like a wine expert, like with notes of chamomile or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that was there was notes of jumbo somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he had his mouth.
He
like
did,
this.
But then he slowed it down, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then just slowed it down like a
tick.
Oh,
you think he did? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Jess, we were talking while it was playing in here off mic, and there was a Kevin Spacey joke.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey licking crotches, I believe, was the reference.
Which I feel like that's a little foreshadowing.
Well, was it foreshadowing, or was this right around that time?
I don't think so. I think he was just, like, he was low-level creep. We just didn't know.
Okay.
I was going to make the point of how long Larry lasted since his bit came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just died this past year, right?
Yeah.
What was it this current year, mm-hmm. right?
It was early
January.
January
2020.
Oh, it was? Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
This bit came out in 07.
No way.
Yeah, he lasted 14 years
Dang.
Since his bit when we thought
wow.
he was about ready to die.
I was going to bang. Yeah, that's wild.
God love him. The man made it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Oscar the Cat. That was very, very, very silly.
Yeah.
I don't remember that news story. I guess.
Oh, I do, because Chick is attached to it. He was like, Ruby's hanging out with me. I think I'm going to die soon. Like, every time one of the dogs is hanging out too much, too close, he's like, I think I'm going to die soon.
Oh, my God.
So for 14 years, he's been doing that. Yeah.
How old's Ruby's
boy? No, I was going to say, he's been through two sets of dogs since
yeah,
this
yeah,
started.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that is scary. So the cat would be at a nursing home and he would kind of sidle up to you
yeah.
right before you were about to go.
So I know, like,
wild.
Yeah, this is just sharing. But our cat does that with Addie. If Addie's having a rough time, he curls up at the bottom of mm-hmm. her feet. The dog that costs too much money doesn't do that, but the cat does it. The mm-hmm. cat, the barn cat that we found, does that.
You so found long. A barn cat?
Yeah, that's my cat is a barn cat.
There's a lot of feral cats in the country.
Yeah, they, sorry. I mean,
we may have added to that number growing up.
Yeah, no, our Garth, like, he showed up and just.
Your cat's name is Garth?
Garth, yeah.
Of course it is. That
well, he wears the big round glasses.
Yeah.
You know, the
right.
glasses.
Yeah, no, yeah.
His,
well, he is Garth. He was.
Is he named after Garth Brooks or Garth from Wayne's World?
Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Because, well, and actually, we thought his name was Cassandra because we thought he was a girl when we first met him.
I love this.
Yeah, and then we were. So we called him, like, Cassandra because that is
in Wayne's World too.
Yeah. So that was a part of Wayne's World too. So we had to keep the theme because we had girls' cards night over, and one of my high school friends, it's a group of high school friends that get together once a month. And one of them worked at a vet when we were in high school, at our local vet, for years. She's hold like she, and like, he's little and he's sweet. I mean, people still hold him. They say he's the best cat they've ever been around. I don't know. But she's holding him and she was like, this is a boy cat. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, this, we had him for like 2 months.
Called he's got him, balls.
Yeah, he's got balls. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, hey, Max, you got to change. I mean, or he could stay Cassandra. It's up to you.
Sure.
And no, we just went with Garth. So yeah, that's
funny.
That is our cat, Garth.
What was that line you did a few months ago about balls? Like, we need a jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's from, I think it's from 21 Jump Street, the remake with Jonah Hill.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that right? Yeah. Yeah,
and Channing Tatum, sure.
Yeah, the scene is what did she say? Oh God, but yeah, I can't remember. It'll take me a second. Maybe I'll have it next time.
All right,
yeah,
you're fine.
Okay.
That movie is so funny. There's the guy that I worked with, Justin Hires, is in that movie.
Oh yeah.
And the scene, Justin Hires' character gets punched in the face by Channing Tatum, and then Channing Tatum like makes fun of him, is like, "What, man? What are you, gay?" And then all the high school kids are just like, "Yeah, he is gay. Why would you say that?"
Because he's gay.
It's about how bullying is different now with high school kids, and I was like, "This movie rocks. That is." That's a hilarious thing.
Because everyone's two-strapping now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the one-strap.
Now, mm-hmm. Willie, I know you did not have any cats growing up, correct?
No. So there was my friend John had a cat, but that cat was like a dog, and I was cool with that cat. And ever since then, I've been chasing that high of a cat that likes me, and they're all mean to me. Okay. My ex had a cat. My ex's roommate had a cat whose name was George, and then that cat was mean to me. And then, like, after I lived in this house, I lived in apartments for the last few years or whatever. And in this house, a cat got in the garage somehow. And then I came out and I came into my garage. I was going out and then I saw these little cat eyes just sticking out of nowhere. And then it went, ee! And I went, ah! And then I called my dad and I was like, you got to bring the dogs over. I've seen cartoons. If there's a cat, you bring in a dog to get rid of the cat. And he was like, just open your garage. Like, it'll run out on its own. But he said the cat was afraid of me, but I was way more afraid of that thing. I got cats in my neighborhood. And they just run the place. They're in charge of everything.
You hit on the perfect pet. A cat that acts like a dog is the perfect pet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is, so apparently that's how our cat is. And our cat.
But you refuse to see it.
I know. I see it. I just can't engage. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't.
Right,
like,
right.
My eyelids will swell inside out. It's an ugly thing.
You just can't use the hands.
I can't.
Hands away from the face.
But it's just, I got to try to keep them off the furniture. It's, yeah.
Just earlier, there was this beautiful moment where you were like, everyone likes to hold my cat. They all say he's the best cat. I don't get it.
It's true.
I don't see it.
Like, people will come over and they'll go, okay, when you get rid of this cat. Mm-hmm. You're gonna like, you gotta let us have this cat. And I was like, it is not up to me. It is up to my children. But is your guys, does your cat stay indoors, strictly indoors?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
My cat is an indoor outdoor cat. Yeah. And when he needs to go, this is what makes him a great cat. When he needs, we don't have a litter box. When he needs to go out, he stands by the back door and either yells, like, it is not a meow. He talks to us.
Like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or he takes his back paw and he'll hit. This is what he does when he's on the other side. When he comes back and he needs to be let in and we can't hear him meow, mm-hmm. he will take his back paw and punch.
He knocks.
Oh, nice.
You have a cat that knocks?
I have a cat
that
knocks.
Fantastic.
And it doesn't have to worry about the litter box?
No, we don't have a litter box.
That's my kind of cat.
I know. Yeah. He is great. I feel, now you guys are making me feel
No,
I'm going to call my doctor and get the strongest allergy medicine I can find.
Can you just inject my eyes with Benadryl?
But their dander is like the worst. So,
and I'm not allergic. So I am also allergic to dogs, but I'm not allergic to dog dander. I am allergic to the saliva.
Right.
So they think that's the same way with cats, that I'm actually allergic to their saliva.
Right.
So just don't kiss them.
Yeah, don't lick me in the mouth.
I never really got that. Dogs are cats.
I know. I don't get that either.
Oh, I'll let a dog lick me all day long.
Are you serious?
Right on the lips. They're dogs. They love everybody. They're having fun.
They lick their buttholes.
Yeah, so everyone has their own flaws. Everyone's got their own issues, you know? I like a dog. Oh, yeah. I wish I could still have a dog. I'm gonna get sad now, too. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Riri will come if Donnie whistles, like she'll come running.
Oh, yeah. So, I could call him by name and he'll come downstairs.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. Or if he hears the Simply Safe ding, he knows somebody's opened the door and he comes
nice.
Running. Yeah.
Riri runs away. Like, stranger danger, run.
Oh, really?
Takes a while for to warm up.
No, if it's the middle of the night, he'll stand in my doorway because he doesn't come in my room. He'll stand in my doorway and meow if he has to go out in the middle of the night.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which cats are smart.
Very frustrating. They're the best. But I appreciate the meow instead of the pile of cat do later.
Yes, okay.
All right, well, let's hear some more about cats. This is a Geechee Guy talking about his cats and some other fun stuff.
Comedian Geechee Guy is here with us. And Geech, once again, 6'4", 150 pounds,
yes.
With an Abe Lincoln beard.
Yes.
And you just got married. You're living in Nevada now. That's great.
Reno, Nevada. Okay. Biggest little city in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dumbest little slogan in the world. I just hate our slogan. I mean, why would you want to brag about how small you are? You know, it's like saying you have the biggest little dick in the world. I'm just saying, you don't do that. You don't. You live with it, and you shut up. That's what you do. You don't take out ads, and you don't spread banners over the road. That's
Christy,
what you don't do.
Christy just walked in the room. Hey, yes. Christy, Chick's got a new T-shirt idea. Tell her, Chick. What is it going to say?
I got the biggest little in the world. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I can't go on. Somebody do something.
Geechee Guy is our guest.
Oh, my God. Every time he comes in here, he does that.
Now, Geech, are you much of a musician? Do you play an instrument?
Oh, not really. No. I like music.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I've been listening to the Bee Gees like they're going out of style.
Once again, joined by the fabulous comedian Geechee Guy. And we've talked about your wife. No dogs?
No dogs.
Are there kids in the future for you?
No kids. Have cats.
Cats?
Yeah, two cats.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar and Emmy.
Get it? Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah,
like the award.
Yeah. Oscar. Yeah.
We had three of them, but Pulitzer got hit by a truck. And newspaper truck, too. Throw that in there. What were the odds?
poor little Pulitzer.
Oh, God.
And a newspaper truck at that.
What are the odds?
My God.
Geechee Guy is our guest. Geech, you're going to favor us one of your... Can you sure you do this on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, a little 7-year-old boy goes up to his dad and he says, where do babies come from? And his dad thinks for a minute and says, the stork. And little boy says, you screwed a stork.
Geechee Guy, that's incredible. Little cat named Pulitzer got hit by a newspaper truck.
Right. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that whole segment, but I remember listening to it live. So that's when I was an intern.
Oh, really?
And I remember Geechee was around a lot then.
Are you listening live in the building, or are you late or something coming in your car?
No, I must have been in the building.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would come in for the duration of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And yeah, I remember hearing that live. And then I just, when we were off mic, I asked Jason, I said, what album is this? He said, it's Gone Wild. And I was like, oh my gosh. I just asked Amy, I said, hey, if there's a Gone Wild poster of all the things, that's what I would like, because that's the first album I was ever on when I was an intern.
You always remember your first.
You always remember your first. Yep. Yeah. And so it has my maiden name on it. And it's just like, yeah. Yeah. So I might get that maiden name back. I don't know.
You got to stick with it. It's branding at this point, right?
I know. Yeah. Like personally.
Welcome to the Bob and Tom show. Not a Bob to be seen.
I don't think Tom would let you change it.
I wouldn't change it on air. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's something that like just really chaps my ass about having to give him credit somewhere. Sorry. But I'll be like Tina Turner. All I want is my name.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, though, that your name right now is Jess Hooker, and then your original maiden name is Jess Prostitute. What are the odds of that?
Do you know that that's actually that's very close to what my maiden name is?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was being silly. It got nothing in this room.
No, that's right. I thought that was the joke. Yeah, I was like,
I've said that joke before when I was a kid, that my maiden name is Prosser.
Oh.
And
you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
This is amazing. Yeah,
I was just being a jerk.
No, my maiden name is Prosser, and he was my friend Petros, and he started calling me Jesse Prostitute.
Yeah.
And that was a nickname mm-hmm. that kind of stuck, and then I married a hooker, so yeah.
Amazing.
I married a hooker sounds like a 2 Chainz song.
I know, right? Right? Yeah. So so that's it was pretty close.
So that's fun. Your joke should have been your maiden name was Bade Bore Bex.
Bade Bore Bex? I got nothing. What is it?
Paid for sex.
Oh, like it rhymes.
It was really
I'm
bad.
Sorry. No, it was good. It was good execution.
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe
good execution.
Yeah, just more.
You know what? Right. Don't let them keep them coming. Okay, yeah. Keep them coming.
Paid for sex.
I don't think the cat cared for it.
Wow, that was a crazy face you just made.
That was a little too real. It scared me.
I don't know if I've seen this much expression on her.
I know, right?
Like, this is...
It's hilarious.
Are you rested? Do you feel good?
Not really at all. It's Scorpio season, so it is that time.
Does that mean anything? What is this?
She's a big
believer. I'm a Scorpio, really? So it just means that it's our time to, you know, really channel our inner whatever.
Cool.
Oh, hey, by the way... Yeah. Alzman's birthday is next week, soon? So yeah.
That bar we can
next
skip.
Week or tomorrow?
It's not it's tomorrow.
Next week, sorry.
I had so here's what happened.
I questioned it too, but I'm like, well, she's got to know.
I know. I changed it. It was up for a day, and then I changed it. But what happened was is that I knew her birthday was in November. I knew it was coming up, and on my calendar it said Alzman, and I was like, oh, okay, that's her birthday. And it was like, no, you idiot, that's the day she's on the air. And I was like, so then I
on Wednesday.
Yeah, so then I went and fixed it. Sorry.
Meow meow, it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Back to that.
Sorry. Have you ever heard felines going at it? My goodness, that tomcat is really into it. That noise they make when they're
eating. Every time when you say meow meow, this is bad, but I dated a guy.
Oh no.
And that's what he called the female. You're meow meow. And
oh,
I was like,
really?
Time out. I'm going to need you to not do that.
No. I mean,
just grow up and call it a vagina. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, no. Like I'm not even trying to use medical terms. Jeez, meow meow.
Yeah,
I don't think he's into medical terms. He's calling it meow meow.
Yeah. Okay, well, you must have read my mind because this morning I was driving in late. Mm-hmm. And we always start the show with one break, with one. A bit that we play,
yeah.
And so I heard the Bob and Tom show, bo, 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 bo. Oh, yeah. And I was going to be late, so I was just crossing my fingers going, play Mr. Obvious, play Mr. Obvious, play Mr. Obvious. So here is Mr. Obvious taking a call about cat allergies.
Hidey-ho, it's time once again for the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious, so let's go right to our phone, shall we? Hello, you're on the air with Mr. Obvious.
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Yes, it is, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm calling because I'm kind of worried about my wife. Lately, she's been sneezing an awful lot.
Well, caller, that's certainly not unusual. This time of year, lots and lots of people have allergies and hay fever. Does your wife have any allergies?
She never had them before, but I think she might be allergic to cats now.
Do you have a cat, caller?
No, we don't. But our new next-door neighbor does. Oh. And that's when I hear her sneezing, whenever she's over there.
Maybe it would be better if your wife stayed out of your neighbor's home.
Yeah, I tried to get her to, Mr. Obvious, but seems like she's over there to borrow a cup of sugar or something all the time. She's sure been going through an awful lot of sugar lately, which is kind of weird because I'm a diabetic, and she don't like to eat sweets. That's strange, isn't it?
Caller, I think I'm getting the picture here. I take it your neighbor is a man?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, well, that's different then. I was concerned there was some funny business going on.
No. She definitely ain't a man, Mr. Obvious. She is a drop-dead gorgeous gal.
Huh.
She's the kind of woman that would even tempt me to stray from my marriage vows.
Oh.
Except that she has made it clear to both my wife and me that she's a lesbian.
Oh, a lesbian, you say?
Yeah, Mr. Obvious, that's a technical name for a gay.
Yes, yes, I know what a lesbian is, caller.
I bet you thought it was a person from Lebanon, didn't you?
No, caller, let's get back to this allergy problem. Your wife is over there a lot, you say, and it affects her allergies?
I can hear her over there sneezing. I mean, even if I'm out in the garage or working in the yard, I can hear her.
Wow,
over there.
Your wife must have quite the loud sneeze then.
Well, that's the other weird thing. She normally doesn't. She doesn't sneeze like that at home, but I hear her over there in that lesbian neighbor's house, and you get these real loud, weird-sounding sneezes.
Wow.
It's kind of like a... kind of thing. I'm guessing triggered by them severe allergies to that cat.
Yeah.
Now, how do you mean different sounding?
Well, yeah, I mean, instead of just the chew kind of thing, it should be doing stuff like, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll hear that over and over, and when she comes home, her face is all flushed, and she's sweating, and, you know, more of those allergy symptoms, I reckon.
Because of the cat.
Yeah. Well, I just assume there's a cat over there. I mean, I think my wife likes to play with it because I can hear her yelling about it, talking about how great it is.
All right, caller. I'm sure you're absolutely correct. I wouldn't worry about the sneezing or any of it if you have to do something. God. Buy your wife some Claritin and yourself some earplugs.
Yeah.
Go on with your wonderfully oblivious life. Maybe, maybe see if she can call Mr. Obvious sometime and tell me all about her friendship with the neighbor and her cat, huh?
Sure thing, Mr. O. Hey, thanks, Mr. Obvious. You're a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know much about music?
Well, I know what I like.
Lately, she's been listening to a lot of CDs from this guy that I never heard of. Huh. Kenny Lang? You know him, Kenny Lang?
I don't think it's Kenny. Caller, I think it's K.D. Lang. K.D. Lang.
Yeah, but the K stands for Kenny, huh? Well, anyway, he's really good. He sings pretty as a girl.
It's not Kenny. It's K.D., and she is a woman.
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Obvious. Have you seen pictures of him?
Okay, that's it. I'm Splitsville.
All right.
Tune in again next week for more of the Mr. Obvious Show.
Huh. I never made the connection.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
A little bit of Mr. O.
I feel like they forced that in at the very end.
Oh, never made the
never
connection?
Never made the connection.
Yeah.
They probably realized they hadn't done it, and they're like, oh, we better put this in. I just now noticed that.
Well, you got to make sure it's uniform, make sure it fits with the rest of the Mr. O universe, so to speak.
How about those cat allergies, huh?
What are they going to do, you know? I'm also terribly allergic to cats. That does not even filter into my dislike of them, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do just dislike cats?
I don't know. I want one. I want to like one. I want to find a cat that proves me wrong. But so far in recent history, they have not been a fan of Old Will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But they also pick up on energy. Like if they know that you can't touch them, then they're just going to move on.
Okay. So the ironic thing, my friend, best friend Tamara, she comes over. She does not like cats. A disdain for them. She goes, hello, cat, don't. Because she's allergic, or she's like, don't even. And Bree, the only person she's not afraid of that walks in the door is like, she's like, hello. And she's trying to rub up on her leg. She's like, stop it. I go, just pet her with your foot. It's okay. And so she'll be like, okay, that's enough. And then she, yeah, but Bree like is all up on her.
Really?
And
huh?
I think she's like, I will convert you. You will love me.
Yeah, maybe.
Meanwhile, anybody else is like, come here, kitty cat. It's like, now. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you not have a doormat at your house because all your guests just wipe their feet on your cat? That's the door cat. Just get right on her.
Yeah,
she likes it.
Now, didn't Tom have a cat growing up? I think he talks about it on the air. It was the best cat ever.
He brought kittens back from Paris.
Yeah, Puff and Fluff from Italy.
Oh, that's right, Italy. That's right.
My
that's
sister. I think there might have been a cat around the house growing up for him. I don't think we ever had one when I was a kid, though.
Can you imagine younger Tom fussing about bringing cats home from Italy? I mean, what an amazing...
He loved it. He cat must have absolutely... He loves a complicated thing.
Yeah,
he got to have a
wild
bag with a series of syringes and little bottles full of kitty drugs. He absolutely loved... do I have to check these in a special place? I cannot imagine... He must have enjoyed it so much.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I could see him being a cat person. Yeah, like, he's generally an animal lover.
He loves animals.
Yeah. But I could see him, like, a cat could, like, maybe he needs a cat.
I don't know.
It could just be, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
I think one of the girls wants a cat. And then I remember I was going over there, and I was kind of, you know, stirring the pot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I want a kitty cat. And I was like, let's get a kitty cat.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun. We can name
plant
him Frank.
That seed, yeah.
Yeah, just like plant a little seed.
Yep.
Oh, now you're not going to let me get Frank? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's everyone's angry. That's kind of fun to do.
Yeah, you guys know my famous, like, because I'm like you, I am 15 years older than my youngest sibling,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just a giant a-hole, you know, like, I love them, but like I did things that probably made my parents crazy. But one of my sisters... One Easter, I told my boyfriend at the time, I was like, stop at Tractor Supply and get them some chicks. Like, get them little baby chickens, chicks. bring them home. Wait, they were excited.
Like chicks, like animals or peeps?
Like,
chicks?
No, the real chicks. A Tractor Supply around Easter sells chicks and ducks.
Okay. How much are they?
Like $3. So he got one.
I'll take a dozen.
Yeah, so he got one for each of them.
Okay.
And I was like, surprise! We live in a neighborhood. Like, there's no business having chicks, right? But they're farm girls. They rode horses. They like, it seemed like it fit the mold, right? And so next thing I know, they're in the backyard and they've got their chicks and they're playing with them. They turned a trash can lid upside down, filled it with water. They were bathing them, maybe not realizing that chicks don't breathe under the water. So now we have some chicks that maybe like aren't functioning fully. Like we have slight brain damage happening.
Oh no.
Then we were like, hey, get the chicks out of the water. Well, the chicks are like not doing well. And so then they're like, they're chickens, they can fly. We left 2 4-year-olds unattended with baby chicks.
No.
Between their knees, like holding the chicks and flinging them in the air.
Why would you do that?
Yes.
Dad.
Yeah. Needless to say, I'm sorry. I don't. This is just a story.
It was two chicks out of billions.
Yes,
it's
You know better when you do better. My dad had to take them behind the barn and smash them with a shovel.
Oh, why would you ever tell that story?
That is my Chick McGee.
Jesse,
cat stuck in a.
I want to thank you for not leaving out anything. That was fantastic.
Why did you have to mention the murder weapon?
They're both crying. What a bunch of lame.
It was not murder. It was
yeah, that's humane.
Yeah,
that's
it was humane. They were. They couldn't walk straight. They started seizing. Like the whole like we had to put like it was.
So can I ask what
it was about a 2-hour time frame.
That was where I was like, what was the from the pickup to the back of the shed?
How much
time are we talking?
Yeah, it was
that was a lifetime.
Best $6 I ever spent in 2 hours of play.
$6. It should cost. You know what? I'm going to say it. It should cost at least $8 to murder two animals. It needs to be at least. They got to bump the price point up on that.
I am very, very sorry. I was a jerk. It was a horrible thing that happened.
I mean, the kids did it, right? Right? So yeah, you didn't do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I also left them unattended. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably could have probably run through the care of a living thing before I said, hey, have a good time.
Have fun. Adios.
Yeah. Yes.
Good time to mention, today's show is brought to you by Tractor Supply. I'm just kidding. Sorry. I couldn't even get it out. I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even do the damn fake joke. Okay. Well, let's get into our next bit before we get any more off the tracks, right? Okay. Right? Here we go. We're all good now. Here is Ian St. Ian with possibly the biggest stretch for a bit.
And let me tell you before, this is as weird as it gets, folks.
Okay.
I didn't know this thing existed. It's really even not that funny. But this is something you ain't ever going to hear again, I promise you. All right. So here we go.
I am Ian St. Ian, and I approve this message.
Public service announcement from Ian St. Ian.
Right, hello, this is Ian St. Ian. I'd like to take this time to make a very important public service announcement. Recently in the news, you may have heard that Yusuf Islam, the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens, was removed from a plane and denied entrance to the United States. As a British citizen living illegally in the United States, I feel it is my duty to speak out in protest of the terrible injustice America has dealt Mr. Islam. To not allow Cat Stevens into the US and send him back to England is total bull****. After all England has done for America, I can't believe you'd be so cruel as to send a washed-up wanker like Cat Stevens back to us. Come on! You've already stole the Beatles, the Stones, Zeppelin, and countless other British rock bands. We even allowed your talentless tart Madonna to live over in England. And now, you won't take this one bloody has-been folk singer off of our hands? You wankers! Listen, America. Great Britain has done you lots of favours over the years. As I learned in school as a lad, Our good King George III kindly granted the United States their freedom out of the goodness of his heart. Uh-huh. And now this is the thanks that we get. We are begging you, please relieve England of Cat Stevens. It's the right thing to do. Thank you. Oh, and also Donovan. Please, take that wanker Donovan, all right? Oh, and also blood pudding. Ugh, that's some nasty crap. Take blood pudding as well. But we'll keep Elizabeth Hurley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, America. And this is Ian St. Ian saying, right!
Thank you very much, Ian.
I mean, that is such a specific... not only do you need to have a pretty working knowledge of who Cat Stevens is, which that's not always a guarantee nowadays.
Right.
Does you think Cat's in the Cradle?
I had...
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Is no, that not... Know. I thought that was... Is that not...
Cat Stevens? Is it Cat's in the Cradle? No. In Silver Spoon?
No.
That could just be a cat for cat thing that we're doing there.
Probably. I do a lot of stuff like that, word association.
Oh, wait. No, and that all the guy that sings that is also a person that changed their name, I think. Not sure. Let me get to the point I'm trying to make
it's
here.
It's okay.
Which is, to understand that bit, not only do you need to have a pretty working knowledge of who Cat Stevens is...
Right.
You also need to know about this very specific news story where I guess he was kicked off a plane and it involved his citizenship.
I guess.
I mean, that's quite the... You can play that day of, right. Maybe day after, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Let's simplify it here. I have a little search engine, a couple of them, and I typed in cat, and yeah. This came up. That was literally...
And I
listened to it. I'm like, this is so out there and weird that when am I ever going to have a reason to even play this?
An Ian St. Ian.
And it was an Ian St. Ian.
That's old.
And I get the joke. He didn't want to have him back.
Right.
But yeah, it's very stupid and I apologize.
Next week, Tom will play it next... Like, he'll play it next week for some random reason. Like, oh, here we go.
If he does, I won't slash a tire, but I will at least... expel some air from his front left eye. So at least he sees it.
That's funny.
Well, now I'm super... Okay, Cats in the Cradle was by Harry Chapin.
Yes. I like to start rumors. Sorry about that.
Good thing that we figured that out. Otherwise,
well,
how could we have continued?
Cat Stevens' biggest hit?
Cat Stevens' biggest
good
hit?
Good Lord, I have no idea.
I don't know. And I was just thinking about this. I've never seen someone Google something like at a party or at like a lunch in a conversation. I've never had something... Finding out something is right... And then having the conversation go in a good direction. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, I don't think that we need to know. Mm-hmm. I think now that we have Google in our pockets, we're all constantly like, I can figure this out, and then we can be right. But should I look up Cat Stevens' biggest hit?
I'm just curious. You don't have to.
Steve. No, I will.
But also, like, just, I have, yeah, I get what you're saying. So, to the point that I don't, whenever we're in a situation where somebody's like, hey, look that up, I'm never the person that looks it up.
Oh my mm-hmm. gosh, my dad and I are like, who can look it up the fastest and be right first? And then Donnie's just watching us like, this
all
is
all right, I have
awful.
Three pieces in the system here. Okay. Another Saturday Night, Peace Train, and Wild World. I mean, I don't know
another,
any of
I know Another Saturday Night.
All right, well, I'm gonna just hear. Do a little
this
quick.
Is weird. There's apparently a Cat Stevens son called Father and Son, so that evokes sort of, you know, Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah.
Things,
right. Oh, yeah, so maybe there is a tie there.
It's a song about a father and a son.
Yeah.
Right. Who knows, man?
Let's see what this sounds like.
Yeah, you know this one.
Hate it.
Who's this? This sounds like a fair song.
You guys know this song.
Oh, it's
Kicked
Down
Now. Oh, okay, I guess I'm gonna
know. Yeah, you know it.
I do?
Yeah.
It's kind of a party song.
Ready? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Okay.
Yeah, there you
when
go.
It was just yeah. the little yeah, keyword,
I've,
whatever.
I've
that
never
was.
Heard that intro, so yeah. To give you credit there, I've never heard that intro, but that's definitely
this
it.
One is on his gold collection, so it should be good. This is called Wild.
It's a short album, I bet.
Wild World.
Oh yeah, see.
Wild World.
Oh my God.
This is him.
Yeah.
There's a British TV show called Skins that I liked when I was a kid, and the end of the first season ends with this song.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. It's contributing nothing to this conversation, but.
He's like a serious no, Tiny Tim. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I like it, though. I like that song.
Yeah, he's like a mainstream Tiny Tim.
It's got the fun thing. It goes, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Okay, I think I know the chorus.
Yeah. Yeah.
The verse I wasn't really picking up on.
Yeah. You know what? I can tell you now that all of the people that sit in this room, excluding Willie, every morning would be so embarrassed by the fact that we didn't know any Cat Stevens songs.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh, my, because all of them are just like, they rattle that stuff off like it's nothing.
But they all would spin it, too, back in the day. They yeah. probably all played it.
I'm trying to think who came in here and wouldn't play their hits. Do you remember that person?
Yes. Who was that?
It wasn't Cat Stevens, was it?
No. There's no way it was Cat Stevens.
Okay.
Mellencamp, maybe?
No. It was definitely
he had a little keyboard. Keyboard.
And oh, was it the guy from Styx?
No.
No, he did play there.
He did. He played in there, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just telling somebody else off topic. When Ben Folds was in here, that was probably one of my favorite times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have two friends that are they're celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary, and they're going to the Kennedy Center to see him.
Oh, cool.
How awesome is that?
I just probably a month ago was in Fort Wayne to see, what was I up there for? I can't even remember what I was up there for. Either way, there's this vegan place, and I didn't go there because it's vegan. I go there because it's really
good. You went to Fort Wayne for a vegan meal?
No, I did. I was doing something else, but I can't remember.
Was it a college tour?
No, it wasn't a college tour. It was something else.
Were you spanking it to an electric car?
Spanking it to an electric car.
Well, they have the Auburn. There is the museum, the automobile museum. But I like that she said.
Hey, everybody has their own flaws, you know? We all like our own things. We like what we like.
Willie likes dog kisses in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just angry. I'm laughing at that. I honestly have to think why I was there. I drove up there by myself.
Oh, really?
No, I did. I saw a show, actually, at Pierre's. That's what it was.
I said Pierre's.
Did you? Sorry, she was too busy.
Sorry, I said something.
The only thing about him winking is wee wee. His woof woof.
It wasn't that. It was just more his appreciation for the electric car that I was going for. It was, I apologize.
Jess, do you want to hear me get fired up a little bit?
Yeah.
When Ben Folds came in studio, my brother and dad performed a massive lie to keep me from meeting Ben Folds. Sam picked me up from work, drove me to school, said that he was walking into school, but he had to get something from his car.
Stop.
And then he and his ex-girlfriend came back to the station, met Ben Folds. I had to go take some stupid test that I probably failed, and I never got to meet Ben Folds.
So it wasn't that they were embarrassed by how you would behave in front of Ben
Folds?
No,
it was that I was failing out of freshman year of high school, and that Pop needed to make sure that I went to that West Civ test.
Oh, my gosh. But you know how many times I took my siblings to school and then went home and skipped?
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Gosh, I love hearing stories. One time, Jess was telling a story about her being hungover in high school, and I was like, who are you? What?
Yeah, well.
Ask Olsen about being on that bus trip.
Mm-hmm. Don't remember.
It's okay. I have other things. When I was like 24, I was like, I've been smoking cigarettes for a decade. Oh. And one of my friends was like, what is your 24? How's that possible?
Oh my gosh. We stole Virginia Slims when I was in sixth grade from my mom. And I was just like, I was smoking menthol cigarettes that were 6 inches long.
Yep.
And I wasn't even a teenager
yet.
Just
a little bit of trash.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, I cannot even. Or we'd get Swishered sweets. We'd find some dirt bag outside of the drugstore to buy us.
Hey, mister.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, can you buy us some smokes? That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And then, but they'd always want to kick back or, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go back to the potatoes. We got a little off topic talking about Ben Folds and children smoking.
Back to cats, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Here is Ian's. Oh, no, I already did that one. Excuse me. We play it twice. Here, we're going to end it on a high note from Haywood Banks.
Oh, Monsieur Le Kiki is a very fine cat with a small little head and a little party hat. And he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat. Oh, he ate a robin, he ate a wren, and he ate a tufted titmouse and then a wren again. He is stuffed with feathers like he was then, oh, Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat. Long before there was cable TV, the reception of the aerial was bad on Channel 3. Unless the cat coincidentally sat upon the television. Oh, the years went by and his soul it did depart, but now he is a knick-knack through the taxidermist's art. With a tin foil flag on his tail eternally. The reception is exceptional upon Channel 3. 'Cause Monsieur Le Kiki is a very fine cat with a small little head and a little party hat. And he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Oh, Monsieur Le Kiki Le again.
That is a lovely, demented,
isn't that wild?
Insane song. Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat. Does Haywood actually speak French?
He seems like he would.
Because that's got French in it.
French toast.
French toast.
You got to be French to have French toast.
When I was a kid, I used to do like French, you know, mumbo jumbo during that when we'd sing it at camp. And then my counselor was like, you know, he's speaking real French. And I was like, no, he's not. He's just saying, Monsieur Malbella, I felt that well. Yeah. He's like, no, he's saying real words there. Right. Like a jerk.
We had a peanut butter cat for a while, but
what does that mean?
I think she means the color.
So the cat became peanut butter cat because one day, I'm probably like 8 or 7, I just hear like a knock at the back door, which is glass, like a, and I look and there's just this kitten with a jar of peanut butter stuck on its head around the neck, like a small one. And I was freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, this cat's got something stuck on its head. And I just run away because he looked like, you know, an astronaut, but he was just, so mom went out there and took the jar off the cat. So then the cat was just covered in, like, slime. And then, like, within 30 minutes, 3 different cats were just, like, licking his head and just, like, cleaning it.
Were they just cats that lived in the area?
Oh, we had some barn cats.
Okay, I'm just curious.
We had quite a few outdoor cats.
Were you familiar with the concept of barn cats before today?
I know that I have these. There's a gang of cats that lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they come out when I try to barbecue.
Calls them a gang.
They're not afraid of anything, Jason. These damn cats, they're on the streets.
Keeping mice out of your house.
I go on my walks. How confident is this? One of these cats, he was just sitting on the top of a car looking at his whole land, surveying everything.
That is my cat in our neighborhood, and everybody knows my cat, and he's the cat that just like hangs out places.
And then I'll get the top of my grill, and I'll get a pair of tongs, and I'll go, I'm banging as loud as I can, and they just sit there and they stare at me. And
like
then I'm
crazy
the maniac.
Willy grilling again.
When Willy's telling the story, my brain's just like, who's the pussy in this story?
Me. They're in charge. I'm telling you. They're organized, and I think they meet underground, and they have discussions.
I hope they do.
That is definitely not a barn cat. Cats don't engage. Like, there's different levels of cats.
Yes.
Like, barn cats.
There's a handful, yeah.
Barn cats, like, they only talk in barn cat. Like, they don't mess with anything else. They keep mice regulated. Mm-hmm. Like, they keep the mice population down, that kind of stuff.
That's what I like the idea of cats is the efficiency. And
yes.
The fact they help out with other stuff around
they
the
do
house.
Help out with other stuff.
Dogs don't do anything. They don't help with anything.
No, that's the thing. So I my house backs up to a giant field, and we're gonna cut crops soon. We are not doing anything. The farmer that owns the field is going to be cutting crops soon, and that lets all the mice that have been living back there and mm-hmm. feeding on that corn or soybean.
Yep.
So it comes up. So my cat, he builds this barrier and he gets it. But as he kills the mice, he brings them to the door because that's what they do. They show you that they love you.
Yes.
For you. Yeah, we also have Ghost Kitty. Ghost Kitty is a cat that is always like...
It's a ghost?
Well, that's what we call him. He's white and he has been in some fights. Like, I think he's escaped some coyotes, like some things. He has one eye, one ear is missing.
I thought you had a real feline spirit for a few seconds.
No, but that's what we call him, Ghost Kitty, because he sits at our property line and he just stares at us. He never comes up to our house. Him and Garth, I think that they're lovers. Like, I think they have some lovers' quarrels. But yeah, Ghost Kitty just sits back there and, like, the same way those cats do, will stare at us. Like, if we're having, that never comes on the property, but just sits and stares. But he's all white and he looks like he has lived a rough life. Like, we are life number 8 at this point.
Sure. Aww. Yeah. And I should make an amendment. I do know there are dogs that are helpful, like, certain cats are helpful. I was doing crowd work in Dubuque, and I talked to this guy who trained dogs. Yeah. And then I go, like, what kind of, like, you train, like, the dogs that, like, sniff bombs at the airport? Or, like, for, like, halftime show dogs? Because I thought, like, that's what
those
I thought.
Are the options.
I thought it was the little
your
dogs.
Level
and
of dog,
and he was
dog,
like,
yeah.
I trained beagles for hunting, you idiot. And I was like, I got to stop talking to real men. Because I thought that the dogs were just, yeah, they did halftime stuff, and they pump up on the thing, and they get, I don't know, yeah. It was sort of a dumb
like
thing.
Like, blue-collar, white-collar type situations? Like, what your dog do, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there are definitely hunting dogs. Yeah. There are dogs that are like seeing eye dogs and service dogs, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the service dog has changed in the last few years because there's so many not real service dogs, I would say.
Yeah, and as somebody who owns a real service dog, that is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Before we go, let's wrap up with an off-air story. You were talking about your son. Can we go into that? That he was, since we're talking some pets,
Yeah. So we were talking about, you mentioned a dog type. You guys know my son has, I gifted him a bus, a 15 passenger bus. This is his graduation gift from his mom. And I said, here you go, buddy. Like, if you want to hit the road, if you want to do something, you know, you want to provide the experiences that maybe you didn't have at that age.
Do something every 18-year-old looking back would
right.
have loved to
would have loved to have done. Yes. Right. Like, so this is, I'm actually gifting you an experience. I'm not just giving you a bus. But so right now we just had it painted I don't know how, but the color ended up being prison gray is what we're calling it. It does look like a prison bus. And but he's tearing out the inside and he's doing this. And the other day he was sitting there and I saw him scrolling. And I said, hey, what are you looking at? And he was like, I got to pick out a bus dog. I said, a what? I was like, is that like a new breed? Is that like, what the hell? And he said, no. And he was like, no, my dog that's going to live with me in the bus. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, you got your Instagram page set up? You know, post pictures of your bus and the bus dog and all that. Yeah. So he's, yeah. So, but a Shiba Inu. Yeah. That's a contender for the bus dog. They're a smaller dog, I guess.
It's the name of a cryptocurrency that Jason likes.
Yes. I have millions of tokens of it. Yes.
So, yeah, that is the update. The inside of the bus is being soundproofed now. That's the next thing. They've got all the other stuff up.
So here's my thing. Is he going to take a puppy with him?
No, I think the plan is he plans to adopt an older dog.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. That's
ideal.
The plan.
Yes.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So it's wild. But like his goal is senior spring break is coming up. And I don't know. Did you guys do your senior spring break?
We played softball in Florida.
Oh, okay. There you
womp,
go.
Womp.
We had a big trip planned.
Yeah.
We were going to go. One of my buddies, after his junior year, his parents moved to Tennessee, right. West Virginia area, because his dad was like a park ranger kind of guy.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, but he stayed and lived with my buddy Brady.
Oh, to finish the year.
To finish senior year off.
Gotcha.
So we were going to go whitewater rafting and stuff.
Wow.
And Brady has this big van. And Brady... It was raining the night before we were leaving, and he wrecked the van, so we did not get to go.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
Yeah, did you do a senior trip, senior spring break? Or?
Me and a few pals went to a music festival in Miami.
Yeah, how'd that
go? Got a little loco, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I never did, like, the big trip where everyone goes to the one hotel.
One place and does the whole thing.
I would always go with a couple of pals, and I hung out with Miami, and my mom was already down there then.
Oh, okay.
So I hung out with her for a week, and then I went to, like, hang out with my friends from music school out in San Francisco.
That's fun.
But I never did, like, the big senior spring break.
Okay.
Going to, like, a place where you're all 18 and can go to the casino kind of thing.
Well, yeah, so we didn't, we were all 18 for the most part, and it was all, everybody was there. The guys in our group, we all went to Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
The Lonnie Kai, I don't know if you guys remember the names of some of these. There's the Purple Porpoise. Like, these were some hotels. Like, these are some shady hotels, right? So we got there the first night that the guys got down there. One of them tried to buy marijuana from an undercover cop, and they all got arrested. except the one that was still 17 got sent to his grandma's house in, you know, like upstate somewhere there in the area. But so we did that, and we did all of the things that you do on spring break. And so my son is his friends are also going to Fort Myers. Well, there's a group of mothers that were like, yeah, you're going, but we're going too.
Totally.
And I guess
what a different world.
It is so different. Mm-hmm. It is so different. And these kids have not given us any kickback. They have not complained. Mm-hmm. But what they are pushing for is them being able to drive down in the bus and us meeting them there. But yeah, we're staying in a big house on the beach. It's these three best friends and their three moms, and like, so that's what we're doing.
You know what? Honestly, maybe make them drive across state lines, because then they're probably going to be too scared to try to bring anything funky down there.
Yeah, that's
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's possible. That's possible. So I don't know.
I don't even think spring break's that big for kids, and like it was.
No, I don't think it is either. Yeah, because they're both there. I guess we brought it up. Like, hey, are you guys going on spring break?
And no,
like,
we had the huge one. My folks were just smart enough to know, like, hey, I'm not sending my kid down to a place where he can drink where he's 18 with all of his idiot friends.
Yeah.
Because my idiot friends went on and they all got in trouble. So I think.
But even, that was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think even now, I mean, I have a senior in high school. You don't hear it.
No,
you know,
but it was such a big deal for us.
Gosh,
it was huge. Yeah. I mean, It was there's no way I would send my son to do what I did.
What you did. Yeah.
And we didn't even have cell phones. We were just down there.
Oh, wow.
We had landlines. We had to tell our
hopefully
parents.
Hopefully they come back in a week.
Yeah. Again, exactly. From the story you told earlier, I think Max may be a little different than you were in high school.
Just a tick.
I think he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And shout out to our sponsor, Tractor Supply.
I shouldn't have said that. Whatever. Who cares?
Funny.
It's silly. I'm gonna go buy 10 chicks, drop them off at my dad's house, and say, Finley, look what I got for you. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little bit of fun.
Just make sure Jess's dad comes over 2 hours later.
Imagine my dad, like, 3 weeks from now being like, yeah, I got to go to the chicks after they're graduating from their chick class. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what chicks do.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to Bits and Pieces. Like and subscribe if you'd like to. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.